Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, my woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive.
Welcome to the show, folks.
I can plow a field all day long. I can.
Thanks for tuning in here on a Sunday, December 3rd, 2017. You're tuned into the American Freedom Party Report and the Trump phenomenon. I'm James Kelso, your host, live from way up here in North Dakota to wherever you are in the world. We got an audience all over the world, and we invite all of you to call in. And you can do that by dialing 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. Yet another great couple of days in the Trump phenomenon here since we last met Friday. And so we'll try to cover as much of that as we can here in the next 2 hours. We'll be on from 4 to 6 p.m. Eastern time. That's a chance to get in some more extensive phone calls with you. And as I was saying, more good news. I am so looking forward to tomorrow and the rest of the week. The suppressed FBI informant, Campbell, is apparently going to take off the gloves this coming week. He's testifying before four Senate and House committees, and they are raring to go. And as Sean Hannity has been saying, it's coming, tick tock, tick tock. So he knows, and he says it on the air, he says, I know things I can't share with you, not yet. So I'm dying to know what sort of stuff. And of course, Hannity is not someone who is prone to exaggeration or sensational reporting. He's a very level-headed, understated guy. So when he says tick-tock, tick-tock, it's coming, it must be something immense. And of course, that the story about which he's speaking is the Uranium One story. And let's hope that this story, the Uranium One story, right away, let's hope the testimony, the evidence, the documents, tens of thousands of documents. That's what the suppressed FBI informant, he brings tens, plural, of thousands of pages. I don't recall whether it was documents or pages, but probably most pages are. In any event, tens of thousands of pages, at least, of documents, all of them implicating the bad actors in the Uranium One story. But let's hope that right away those bad actors feature Robert Mueller and Rod Rosenstein. Those two. I'm more eager to see those two get into the hot seat than any of the others, because those two are the ones that are really bedeviling the Trump presidency right now. But others in the hot seat, starting at the top with Obama and Hillary, the Loretta Lynch, Eric Holder, and then we go to Mueller and Rosenstein, and then I believe his name is Andrew McCabe, who is right now, what is this? I think he's the deputy or the assistant director of the FBI. What? And this guy's one of the bad actors. And he's number two at the FBI right now? There's something wrong with that. And along those lines, that there's something wrong, Donald Trump, let me go look at this tweet. I saw this earlier this morning, and let me make sure my eyes were not deceiving me. Donald Trump, in a tweet, I believe he put the word, well, let me look at it before I say it. Let's see here. Okay. Let me see if my eyes did not deceive me. I believe he put the word justice in Justice Department in ironic quotes. And I'm going to find that for you here in a moment. Yes. Are you ready for this? This is the president, our president, speaking about, again, I guess we'd have to put it in ironic quotes, his Justice Department. Here's what he tweeted 19 hours ago. You got to be sitting down for this. I mean, this is not something you've never seen in your life. And it's coming so fast, so much. But just this one tweet. There was never a chance you'd ever see a tweet like this from a previous president. Many people in our country, tweets Donald Trump 19 hours ago, are asking what the quote justice, unquote justice, no, quote justice, unquote department is going to do about the fact that totally crooked Hillary, after receiving a subpoena from the United States Congress, deleted and acid washed 33,000 emails. Question mark. No justice! Exclamation mark. Now, when the President of the United States puts the adjective justice in quotes, ironic quotes, he's saying, is he not? This is not a Justice Department. This is an injustice department. This is as Lou Dobbs is saying, he is calling Lou Dobbs, the Justice Department, a rogue agency. I think Donald Trump is watching Lou Dobbs, or they're both as brilliant men drawing the same conclusion from the same facts. The Justice Department is out of control. We just mentioned McCabe. Let me go back and check my facts in that area. But the Justice Department, Lou Dobbs on this show said it's out of control. It's a rogue department. And here's our president 19 hours ago saying the same thing. In the previous tweet, which is part of the same tweet, he says, so General Flynn lies to the FBI and his life is destroyed. And remember, the lies that General Flynn told to the FBI are the same sort of lies that, I mean, these are jaywalking lies. He was not covering up any illegal activity, not covering up any crime. He was maintaining a confidential communication with the ambassador of Russia, Kislyak. He was maintaining something he was probably sworn to, which is confidentiality of his private conversation with the ambassador to Russia. He was trying to promote peace between America and Russia and did not want to particularly share that conversation with any punk in the FBI, in the punk Robert Mueller slash James Comey slash Rod Rosenstein cabal. Quite understandably and quite nobly did not want to share that. That's not lying, folks. Lying is the wrong verb. He was not in any way trying to further himself. Mike Flynn not trying to further himself or cover up any wrongdoing on his part. He was trying to do something for America. He should get a Nobel Peace Prize for that. Donald Trump, for wanting peace with Russia, should get a Nobel Peace Prize for that. But this has now been contorted by Robert Mueller, who we have, thanks to Rod Rosenstein, into lying to the FBI. So his life is destroyed. While crooked Hillary Clinton, on that now famous FBI holiday interrogation with no swearing in and no recording, lies many times and nothing happens to her? Rigged system. Rigged system or just a double standard? Very good tweet from the president. So that pair of tweets is pretty darn good when he puts the Justice Department in ironic quotes. Oh, we'll come back to the president's tweets. Let's look. What is his most recent tweet? Here's 8 hours ago. This connects to what we were just saying. Let's see. 8 hours ago would be when? Be earlier this morning. Donald Trump tweeted, report, anti-Trump FBI agent led Clinton email probe. And then our president comments, now it all starts to make sense. Here's another tweet, also 8 hours ago, same subject. After years of Comey with the phony and dishonest Clinton investigation and more, running the FBI, that is Comey running the FBI, its reputation is in tatters, worst in history. But fear not, we will bring it back to greatness. I love that approach. Here's another tweet in the same series of tweets 8 hours ago. Tainted. No, very dishonest. FBI agent's role in Clinton probe under review. Led Clinton email probe. Clinton money going to wife of another FBI agent in charge. And wasn't that McCabe? Isn't that McCabe's wife who was getting money from Terry McAuliffe, governor of Virginia? Money that was laundered by him coming actually from the Clinton Foundation. So Donald Trump is all over it. He is not unaware of what's going on, not with tweets like that. Anti-Trump FBI agent led Clinton email probe. Now it all starts to make sense, his most recent tweet. All right, let me just get my caller board in here in case you want to weigh in. It's 800-313-9443. I'm soloing so far today. Let's go to the top stories. By the way, before I forget, I keep forgetting every day. I keep forgetting. This is a correction, an addendum, erratum down at the bottom of the newspaper page. I did make a factual error, and a couple of you have called me to tell me about this, and I just keep forgetting. The shows get carried away with themselves, and I forget to mention this. I mentioned that one of the beauties of being an American is that we still, as parents, are right as parents to, direct the lives of our children, especially their physical integrity, is still respected in regards to vaccination. And I said that in all 50 states, you can, they'll hide it from you, they'll try to hide it from you, they won't put it out front, but there is a waiver, no, it's not a waiver, what's it called? What is the term for the, it'll come to me in just a second there, but there's a term for the form whereby you say, I do not want my child vaccinated. And then you have to give a reason, and two boxes that I fill in are religious and philosophical in the state of North Dakota. Is it an exemption, waiver? There's a term for it. One of the listeners has the correct term. I was wrong. It's not true in 50 states. A caller from California told me that in California now, I haven't check this out, but I think the caller who's there in California is probably right, says that in California, you don't, as a parent, you do not have the ability. There is no waiver available. There is no exemption available. Oh, he said there's one, only one exemption available. You have to have a doctor, a medical doctor, certify that it would be hazardous to your child to have a vaccination. Now, how, folks, are you going to get that? You know, there might be a couple doctors in California who are friendly to us who would write such things, but can they write, you know, thousands and thousands of them? No, they can't, of course. They'd lose their medical licenses. So that puts, that's horrifying. And I speculated, well, I think some people might actually leave California as a result of that. If someone had four children and they were informed that, you know, each of their four children was going to get 40 inoculations over a period of years, that might cause them to move to another state. That's terrible. We do not need that. That's a brain drain on our patriot population in California that we don't need. So, and then this caller said that they thought there was one other state that also had removed the exemption, the parental right to refuse vaccination for one's children. So if any of you out there know which other state that might be, I'm just, this is by way of a erratum, a correction. I got it wrong. It's not all 50 states. Thank goodness it is almost all states, certainly in North Dakota. It was very simple for me to fill out that form. It was available online. I knew it would be there, so I just typed in vaccination exemption or a term like that, and the form came right up. I printed it out, filled it in, took it into the schools for my children, and there you go. No questions. Nobody gave me a hard time. Let's go to some news stories. Oh, here is a listener. I give priority to a listener here rather than my news story. Daniel in Canada. Thank you for calling, Daniel. Come in. Come in, Daniel. I don't give the engineer enough warning when I go to phone calls. I should. Yeah, well, it's Daniel, if you're here he comes. Okay, Daniel, we lost you. And sometimes when we lose a caller, I'll have to blame myself, because if I keep you waiting, you know, you may have to go make a cup of coffee or, you know, whatever, go check the mail or whatever. And Daniel, go ahead and call back. Let's go to the news story. Oh, here's Daniel. Come in, Daniel.
Hello?
Yes, Daniel, we hear you.
Okay, sorry. I guess it's a long-distance call. So anyways, the ABC News just suspended Brian Ross. I don't know if you're familiar with this guy, but this was over the Flynn supposed link that made the stock market drop by about 350 points on Friday. So it turns out it was totally phony. Like, there's no link between Flynn and the Russia link to Trump at all. But for some reason, this guy decides he's going to put that out there, made the stock market plunge 350 points.
Yes,
Looking at this Brian Ross guy on Twitter, on Wikipedia, and in October 2001, Ross twice linked Iraq to the anthrax attacks in the United States based on anonymous high-level sources, which were denied by the administration. So this guy's got quite the history of just stirring the pot, putting out fake news, and it's just another win for the Trump administration, as far as I'm concerned. Like, this is a giant nothing burger. They're trying to beat it with as many sticks as they can find, but they're running out of sticks.
Well, Daniel, stay with us.
Anyways, I'll leave you with that.
Okay, great story. We're going to talk about it. Thank you, sir, right after this break. Stay tuned, folks. We'll be right back.
past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions, in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask, just as the term unmasking itself is spoken by those usually anonymous sources. They promote their lies, wishing to mask the truths by ignoring it, vilifying it, or conspiratorializing it into a black hole abyss.
Regrettably, RBN has reached the tipping point, and through internal audit and actuarial review, it has now been determined that the only life raft of survival to this network is to go the way of PBS, that being audience-supported. Like a cornered animal, the left with veracity is pulling out all the stops with every effort to effectively blacken our beacon forever. Help us, folks. Help yourselves. Don't let our light stop shining. Our motto has always been, because you can handle the truth. It's time to review your budget, folks. If you want the truth to keep flowing through RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org and become a regular monthly donor of 30, 40, 50, or 100 or more a month and ensure you keep the truth flowing.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When I was a little boy, Mama said to me, any man can be a fool. A man is hard to be. Any man can be a fool.
We're back, folks.
A man is hard to be.
And that was a good story that Daniel highlighted right there. Brian Ross, this guy has gotten awards piled on him. Born in 1948, same age that I am, 69 years old. Born in Chicago. Went to school at the University of Iowa. Got a BA there. His spouse, Lucinda Sandman, born in 85. So she's, my gosh, she's 30 years younger than he is. 35 years younger. 37 years younger. He reported that the anthrax that was mailed in the United States in 2001 came from Iraq, was linked to Iraq, was a false report. And he's made other such false reports. And this, his report Friday, his false report that Flynn, that orders came from Donald Trump or instructions of candidate Trump to contact the Russians. By the way, there's nothing improper in that. That's totally, there's nothing illegal about that whatsoever. At any point, Donald Trump is free to contact the Russians. before or after he's elected, and the and it was all very praiseworthy. In fact, Donald Trump's intention or Mike Flynn's intention, but that false report caused the Dow Jones Industrial Average to drop 350 points on Friday. And Donald Trump tweets about that. He doesn't let that go unremarked. He says, people, this is Donald Trump 8 hours ago. Let me upgrade it, update it in case there's a new tweet. People who lost money when the stock market went down 350 points on Friday, based on the false and dishonest, and Donald Trump capitalizes both those words, false and dishonest, reporting of Brian Ross of ABC News, he has been suspended, should consider hiring a lawyer and suing ABC for the damages this bad reporting has caused, many millions of dollars. And actually, when you're talking about a 350-point drop, that might mean actually be in the billions. Let's go to some of the stories now. Thank you, Daniel, for that. Lines are open at 800-313-9443. Let's see, the lead story at Breitbart. And let me hit F5 again, because at Breitbart, the stories are coming so fast, you have to update every few minutes. Great news for all of us patriots. CBS News poll, consider the source, it's going to be very slanted against us, but nevertheless, Judge Roy Moore takes commanding lead in Senate race. Let's go look at that poll. I'm ready for this good news. Story just appeared on Breitbart. Give me some good news. Here it is. Mobile, Alabama, as the majority of Alabama Republicans believe that the allegations against Judge Roy Moore are untrue, he now takes a commanding lead over radical leftist Democrat Doug Jones, per a new CBS News poll. The poll found Moore with a 6-point lead over Jones. Now, by the way, if a CBS poll says he's got a 6-point lead, I think it's fairly safe to say it's bigger than that. Moore at 49% leads Jones, who's stuck in the low 40s at 43%, while 4% said they would vote for someone else, and 4% said they are undecided. So very low undecided percentage there. The voters in Alabama have made up their minds. The CBS News poll conducted between November 28th and December 1st, very fresh poll, surveyed 1,037 Alabamians registered to vote in Alabama. It further segmented the poll results into some results among registered voters and others among likely voters. Among registered voters, the margin of error, why do we need to know that? Let's skip down. Perhaps unsurprisingly, a significant number of Alabamians do not believe the allegations against Moore one bit. A total of 54% a majority of likely voters in Alabama said that the allegations are either definitely false, probably false, or that they have been, or that definitely or probably false. Now, by the way, folks, that includes all of Roy Moore's supporters, because imagine the people who hate Roy Moore, and America is becoming polarized, is it not? It's not bad news if a lot of people in America hate you as a politician. It's not bad news for Donald Trump that there's a large population in America that hates him. That's good news. That means he's getting down this mushy, mushy world of the Bushes, and even Clinton is gone. America is polarized. Thank goodness. We'll be right back after this break. Stay tuned.
Best of the free life is still yet to come. The good times ain't over for good.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Extendivite, a seven-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Thanks for tuning into the American Freedom Party Report / Trump Phenomenon. And take a look when you have a chance, if you haven't already, at the American Freedom Party. Our website is theamericanfreedomparty.us. A fine website. Some excellent news coverage. I go to Breitbart as my go-to news site, but the American Freedom Party website has excellent news coverage. And be sure to put republicbroadcasting.org in your news coverage favorites, because John Stadtmiller's got some excellent news coverage going right here at republicbroadcasting.org. Well updated and some great, great stories there. The let's go to the story that we were in, which is this great poll. Let me get back into it. The latest poll, even an enemy poll by the enemy, which has Judge Moore clearly in the lead, 6 percentage points. So I think we could say he won by 9 in the primary. I think if he's ahead by 6 in the CBS poll, I think it might. I'd be thinking to myself, I'll bet you he's going to win by 9 again. And remember that the people voting against Judge Roy Moore and against Donald Trump, and this now is the sort of a fact of life of American politics. We're not the country we used to be. When I was a boy, there were lots of really good white people, like my parents, for example, who voted for John Kennedy. There were lots of really good white folks who were Democrats. The South was solid Democrat. You couldn't get elected to office unless you were a Democrat. George Wallace was a Democrat. But then, of course, there was that sea change in the South where Southern Democrats re-registered as Republicans. That certainly has swept Alabama. But the point being, it used to be that politics was a sort of a debate. Adlai Stevenson, Democrat, would be running against Dwight Eisenhower. And it was possible to listen to a debate, or John Kennedy debating Richard Nixon. I remember in junior high, we had a mock debate in junior high, and I argued for Richard Nixon. But the people arguing for Kennedy were, they were little white kids just like me, and they could come up with reasons why Kennedy they thought would be a better president. That day is gone. Now it's America was not polarized in the 1950s. Now it is. So you are going to have a big chunk of the population that's going to hate your guts. And the idea of can't we all just get along and let's have some politics that appeals to everybody, that's adios, bye-bye. The interests of the hostile competing groups in America are too great. It's an unbridgeable gap. So let's go to the story here, the poll. I guess what I'm saying there is if you in the current situation, if you've got more than half of the population anywhere in any congressional district or state or nationally supporting you, that's all you can get as a right winger. More than that is not available to you. The 83% of Republicans in this CBS poll say that the allegations against Roy Moore are definitely false or probably false. Only 5% say they are true. So that didn't work. The likely voters also say they believe that Democrats are behind the false charges. People seeking attention or money are behind the allegations against Moore. 89% of Alabamians who do not believe the charges say that newspapers and the media are behind them. 91% Democrats are behind them. Only 9% say no. Now, here's another revealing thing in the poll. The poll finds that Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell's original opposition to Moore and his calls for Moore to step aside, they were vehement, by the way, only helped Moore solidify more support in the wake of the allegations. A whopping 30% of likely voters said that McConnell's call for Moore to step aside made them more likely to back Moore. Only 6% said that McConnell's jumping up and down made them less likely to back Moore. Andy Sarabian, senior advisor to the Great America Alliance, says this poll is further proof that Mitch McConnell has zero sway or influence over Republican voters. Well, that's pretty devastating. And an ex-White House aide who worked as a deputy for then-chief strategist Stephen K. Bannon told Breitbart News, never has a party leader been so universally disliked by the very voters he's supposed to represent. It's music to my ears. And the interesting latest move from Mitch McConnell is that that he was on Sunday, ABC this week with George Stephanopoulos, that's today, and he backed off on his call for Moore to step aside. Quoting from today, he said, I think we're going to let the people of Alabama decide who they want to send to the Senate. So McConnell is seeing the writing on the wall. He's hearing the hoofbeats behind him. he's asking for whom the bell tolls. Yes, it tolls for thee, Mitch McConnell. Your days as Senate Majority Leader, I think, are drawing to a close. And Judge Roy Moore, when he enters the U.S. Senate, he is going to be leading that charge, those pounding hoofbeats, to replace Mitch McConnell as the Senate Majority Leader. So all good news there. Here's another story on Breitbart. Mitch McConnell folds on his opposition to Roy Moore. That's a whole story in and of itself. And the let's take a look around here for some other great stories. Laura Ingraham was on the Waters World show on Fox News, and she had some good comments. Let's listen to Laura Ingraham. Saturday on Fox News Channel's Waters World, Fox News Channel host, and boy, are we glad she's got her own show now, and conservative radio talker Laura Ingraham offered her theory on why Democrats were unwilling to support a border wall and were for sanctuary city policies, especially in the wake of the verdict from a San Francisco jury that found illegal alien Jose Ines Garcia Zarate not guilty for the killing of Kate Steinle. Ingraham told host Jesse Waters, much of it has to do with Democrats seeking a demographic shift that is more in line with their policies. Of course, listeners to this show, I mean, that's a pretty mild-mannered way to say it. And Laura Ingraham, of course, she's a very tough person. She knows, you know, you can be sure in private, Laura Ingraham sounds more like we sound on the air here, and uses more devastating terminology. Of course, she knows that the plan is to replace white America with non-white America. Non-white, non-America, let's put it that way. And that's the nasty strategy. That's, you know, the Communist Party used to have their whole Communist Party manifesto. Karl Marx got his knickers all in a twist, writing complicated communist theory and so on. That's all been kind of blown to the side of the road here. Somebody among the communists has finally realized you don't need to go with all that complicated stuff. It's really simple. You can have a one-plank Communist Party manifesto, replace the white people. Now, you don't need it. All the rest follows as a matter of course. Everything else the communists dream of. If you replace the white people, you don't need to get technical or intellectualized about it. So that's it. They're aware. So, yes, that's the answer to Waters' question. And he's got a very good understanding of the matter himself. He gave a very good monologue on the subject just before he asked Ingraham the question. Yes, replace the white people. That's it. And that's that polarization we talked about earlier. It's not just a polarization of views. It's a polarization of races, frankly, of peoples. It's a polarization of populations. Having diametrically opposed perceived self-interests and that are not reconcilable. So just to some small degree, there is some possibility that, for instance, some voters who are not European would vote for a European candidate. So for instance, some Mexicans or Guatemalans or Peruvians who might perceive that they'd actually be better off if this country is not overrun by their fellow countrymen. That would be some small percentage with uncommon good sense who would have that kind of perception. And, you know, they're right. They will be better off. They are better off. It'll only get worse for them as America starts to look more like Mexico City or Lima, Peru. It's going to be more like Mexico City, and they're not going to be better off. So, but that's a vain hope. That's a straw in the wind. No, it's not a straw in the wind. That's the wrong metaphor. But it's a vain hope that you can somehow find any significant number of people who are not Europeans who are going to vote to, you know, maintain a European world by closing the borders, by preventing the demographic invasion of our country. We're going to have to save ourselves. The point of the story, we white folks are going to have to save ourselves by ourselves, period. We cannot count on any significant allies from any other group. It's just foolish to think. There's no evidence ever anywhere that such an alliance has ever existed. So to hope for one is folly of the highest order. It's also logically absurd. So there's no evidence for that. We have to save ourselves. And that question of saving ourselves, there's a plan for saving ourselves when we retain political control of our nations. That's plan A. That's the one we're in. That's the one that the American Freedom Party believes is worth a full effort. That's the much easier plan for saving your country. Plan B is when you've slipped into a status where you no longer have political control. You can't decide your fate politically anymore. Now you're in a now you've got to go with a plan B for survival, and not a plan for controlling your country, which you no longer maintain as a majority. Just survival as a people, a minority status survival plan, and what that would look like. That can be a very. We're not there yet, so we don't have to design that plan yet. But if we fail with plan A, politically saving ourselves, then we will have to go of necessity to plan B. How do we survive as a minority people? And then there's another. That, of course, applies in each and every nation. We may have plan A and plan B running at the same time. There may be some nations in which plan A succeeds. It looks good right now in Poland. It looks good right now in Hungary. So those two nations, as the exemplars right now of plan A working, with the PIS party in Poland and the Fidesz party in power in Hungary, that plan A may succeed there, while another white nation may go under the waves, and the white people in that nation have to go to plan B. Okay, we got a caller here in a moment. We'll go to Laura. And the where does America stand in that plan A versus plan B? Well, we're not actually, we're kind of a contradiction right now. We've got the best political leader in the white renaissance, you could say, in Donald Trump. So we really have distinguished ourselves by electing Donald Trump. But demographically, are we in better shape than, let me just think if I can summarize here. Are we in better demographic shape than any of our European cousins? Can I be that inclusive? I'm trying to think what nations in Europe are the worst off. I think it would be safe to say we're in worse shape demographically than any of our European cousins. Let's expand out further. Than any founder settler European nation in the world. So I'm bringing New Zealand, Australia, and Canada into the calculation. Argentina is a majority white nation. Should I bring Argentina into the picture? I'm not current enough on Argentina's situation to calculate whether they're worse or better off than we are in terms of having been dispossessed in Argentina. Maybe a caller who's been to Buenos Aires or knows more about Argentina could enlighten us. I have friends who've actually moved to Argentina on the theory that Argentina had better prospects than America. So demographically, we may be in the worst shape. Constituting what? Our population in America today, again, this is scary that reliable numbers are not available, but you just have to sort of take a stab at it. 65% maybe of America is white. But that could be off because of the scary factor that the government lying to us, not keeping accurate numbers, Nothing like the census. Go back and look at an old census where your great-grandparents are listed in the census. And in the form, it's all written in longhand, beautiful fountain pen writing. And written there is the names of your ancestors that lived on a farm. In my case, for instance, a farm in Missouri or Iowa. Or Minnesota, you know, I go back through, I do ancestry all the time, and there are my family member ancestors, all of them listed with their ages, their full names, the profession of the man, the head of the household, usually a farmer. We'll come back to that. It's very interesting how it's changed. Not that way anymore. Back in a minute.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. As most of you know, my regular listeners, I offer energy cleaners for sale at my website. If you don't have a clue what I'm talking about, go to my website, thelibertyman.com. Educate yourself about these marvelous healing devices. We focus on pain mitigation and getting a great night's sleep. Arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, doesn't matter. Keep in mind, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. Energy cleaners, $285, shipping included, to American zip codes. You can educate yourself all about the energy cleaner right there at my website, the patent application, the wonderful testimonials. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads to go with the energy cleaner. Now, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. I have a toll-free order line, or you can order it right at my website at thelibertyman.com. The toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Thank you.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands, and a week into using Extendivite, my numb hands seem to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
I wish a buck was still silver. It was back when the country was strong. Back before Elvis and before the Vietnam War came along. Before the Beatles and yesterday. When a man could still work, still would. So best of the free life behind us now? And are the good times really over for good? And are we rolling downhill like a snowball headed for hell?
We sure hope not. We're back, and we've got some callers. Laura in Michigan, I think. Laura's in Michigan, and Karen in Maryland. Karen, hang on. Laura, it's your turn. What's on your mind?
Oh, hi, James.
Hi.
I am just so excited about Judge Moore's election. It's been so good for us white Christians. You know, the Pharisees have been lying for 2,000 years about innocent people. They lied about St. Stephen, and he got stoned. They lied about Paul and Silas, and they ended up in prison. And they lied about Jesus, and he ended up crucified. Finally, people are waking up to not listen to the Pharisees anymore. So I am so excited about it.
Laura, you're right about the importance of the Judge Moore election. People might think, wait a minute, why are we making such a big deal? That question has been asked and answered, and I wish I could remember who did it. I read it in the last 36 hours, a really good essay by somebody, some major person up there in the, you know, the big league class there with people like Sebastian Gorka. It was one of these writers who said the Roy Moore election is incredibly important. It's so important that if Moore were to lose on December 12th, we might overall be in big trouble. I mean, it sounds exaggerative, but I was persuaded it's not. On the other hand, if Moore wins on December 12th, we are, we're in a much stronger position. Here are the things that could happen. If Moore loses, this wave of replacement of neocon fake, I like Jerry Falwell Jr. calls them, fake Republicans. They have to be replaced. Guys like Mitch McConnell and Paul Ryan. Roy Moore is that wave of replacing the fake Republicans. If that fails with his being defeated, then horrible damage has been done to our prospects. And the situation is dire. With a lead of only 52-48 in the Senate, losing a Senate seat there takes it to 51-49. Ooh, ouch. Very, very close. And the also, momentum is lost in the House. I'll talk about this in just a moment, something of very great concern to all of us, Supreme Court appointments. We'll talk about that right after this break.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield Tactical Bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
This is